Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo-hoo. Yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us in just about a half an hour. Get a little look at what he's got cooking for tomorrow's edition of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That is 8 a.m. right here on News Radio WRBA. I got a question for him. You know, we got our old vehicle, which was new to us at one point, but it's absolutely, now it's not, but the battery died. Remember that a couple of weeks ago when my buddy Ryan from Picture Perfect Sheds was here delivering Heidi's musical chalet, and then the old Acura died. The battery died. The radio needs a code, and I don't know what the code is. Now, as weird as it sounds, given that I've been working in the radio business for what we figure out, 33 years? And I did the math, Germ. It's going to be 12 years here at News Radio WRVA. How about that? So I've been working in radio forever. I don't know what the radio code is to get the radio inside that car to work. And poor Heidi, every time she has to drive it, man, she's not happy. And you know the way it works. If she's not happy, well, then I'm not happy. And if I'm not happy, then, well, then you get to hear about it. So hopefully Stan has a solution for it. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Larry says, Jeff, congrats on all of your community service. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Tim in Chesterfield. Hey, Jeff, congratulations on winning the number one afternoon talk show host award. You deserve it. Thank you for being you. Oh, well, thank you, Tim. I would be somebody else, but, you know, all those spots were taken, so I kind of got stuck with me. 804, Jeff, Donald Trump should say he'll pardon Hunter Biden now that Biden supports him. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because, you know, Joe Biden just hates these people who shoved him over the side now. He's always hated Barack Obama, and Barack Obama's always hated him. Seriously, they don't like each other. And what's her face? Nancy Pelosi, good Lord. She flew broomstick one right into Joe Biden's walker to knock him off the ledge. And Joe Biden now twice. First, he's wearing the official Donald Trump hat. And then the photos and videos of him just the other day carrying a red baseball cap in his hand up the steps of Air Force One. I don't know that it was a Make America Great Again hat, but it doesn't have to be. At some point, somebody, even in an administration filled with as many grossly incompetent people as his administration is, somebody would have said, hey, you can't carry that hat up the steps. And then he's got two options. Oh, yeah, you're right. Here's the hat. Or blank you. I'm still sort of kind of the president. Yeah. Let me see. Jeff, 804, says, have you seen the Fox News piece identifying all of the pro-Palestinian staffers and advisors Kamala Harris has had over the years? I have not, but I'll go take a look for it. 804, Jeff, even if ABC didn't formally collude with Kamala Harris, the effect was the same. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. They did what they wanted to do. Now, here's the worst part of that debate. And it's not that it has provided some sort of positive imagery for Kamala Harris. It is that I believe it might very well be the last ever presidential debate that you and I will see. If you are a Republican next time, it's not going to be Donald Trump, but whoever it is, if you're a Republican next time, why would you be part of a debate with any of these nitwits? You certainly wouldn't do it with ABC. You wouldn't do it with NBC because that Lester Holt might as well be serving as the press secretary of the Harris campaign. CBS, I don't know. So you're saying, well, Jeff, you should do it on Newsmax or you should do it on Fox News. I agree. However, the Democrat would never agree to either one of those. So who are you left with? CNN? Who are you going to trust at CNN? Jake Tapper? You know, Jake Tapper every once in a while ventures into real journalism. But then he goes back to his PR spin. Aaron Burnett? Well, I mean, Aaron Burnett the other day told the truth or allowed the truth to be told about Kamala Harris and her support for transgender surgery for illegal aliens. You can't even make this crap up. You and I are thinking, man, I went to Food Lion today. Tomorrow, Heidi will be back from her little musical jaunt. We'll head on over to Short Pump. We'll go to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for sure. And we're heading over to Diamonds Direct. Don't tell her, but we're heading over to Diamonds Direct. So I went into Food Lion because, you know, I got people I got to feed here at the house. And we ran out of pizza. What's Dad making for dinner? A phone call. That's what Dad's making for dinner. So I ran down to Food Lion, and I'm doing just a little bit of shopping, and I'm amazed at the prices. Every time I go in there, I'm amazed at the prices. I'm a big consumer of half and half. I love coffee, right? I drink a whole pot in a day, and I absolutely, positively put half and half in my coffee. Do you know that a half gallon of half and half is now $6? 4.5 years ago, when Heidi and I bought this home and that Food Lion in Ashland became sort of our Food Lion, that same thing was $3. So it has doubled during the time we've been here. Looking at loaves of bread. Now, I don't really eat a lot of bread. In fact, I couldn't tell you the last time I had bread. I do a lot of high-protein, low-carb stuff. But Julia, I make a lunch for. I make her a sandwich every day. Mostly because I love to make her lunch. It means a lot to me. And after she finishes up her school program this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, so I'm buying bread. And I pick up the one package, and I'm thinking, first of all, this loaf is smaller. It is. It is absolutely smaller than it used to be. And I can feel that it weighs less. And I'm looking at the price. And that's also, it's not double, but it's, I want to say it was $1.50 or $1.75 more than it used to be. And it just repeats over and over and over and everything you're looking at. And by the time you get to the checkout, I like to do the mental gymnastics, right? Trying to figure out how much stuff is going to be. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, right. I got to use the Discover card. Not because I'm putting anything on the card. I've already paid it off. But I'll put it on the Discover card because we have 3 months where we get 5% back on the purchases at grocery stores. And that purchase, I know what I got. And I'm thinking that when we first moved here, it's only 4.5 years ago, that purchase probably would have been about $45, and the purchase today was $89, so it has doubled. I know Dave Brat mentioned the interest rates on credit cards. You're going to hate me for saying this, I don't pay attention to that. You will never hear me complain about how much I have to pay on a credit card or how I'm going to put something on a credit card. If we can't afford it, we don't get it, period, end of story. I know there are people, I'm going to put this on a credit card, I'm going to put this on a credit card, I've maxed out this card. No, absolutely not. Because that will condemn you. It will destroy your life. And that means we don't get to go to as many exciting places as some people do, or we don't get to buy as much really cool, nifty stuff because we can't afford it. Do I put things on credit cards? I do. Let me explain to you. There's a process to it. Certain cards have certain rewards. Right? You spend so much at a particular type of store. Now, again, August, September, October, it's grocery stores and Walmart for Discover. 5% back. Why would I leave 5% on the table? Soon as I make the purchase, I pay it off. If I don't have the same amount of money available to me, I'm not buying it. It's just, honest to goodness, that simple. That's why I have zero tolerance or patience anymore who are complaining, well, I'm making the minimum payment. Well, dude, you're going to die before that thing is paid off. Seriously. Just not going to do it. Anyway. All right. Sam. Jeff, at Publix, the medium soup at the hot bar started at $4.99. It's now $7. That's within the last 36 months. It went from $4.99 to $5.50, $6, $6.50, and just this week it's now $7. There you go. Kamalanomics at work. It is 4:15. You got a moment. I'm telling you, head on over. Get yourself some tickets for Politics and Pints. WRBA.com is the only place to get your tickets. You don't want to miss the opportunity. WRBA.com. It's me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. It's Dana Lash. You will have a blast and a half. Yeah, Gutman's going to be there too. WRBA.com. 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WR. Our forecast from the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center for this evening in the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows of 65. Tomorrow, that's Saturday and Sunday. Same both days. Clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, highs each day of 83. Right now, 79 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Don't forget about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Tony sends a note on Facebook. If you're not with me on Facebook, go get signed up, follow, or like, or whatever they're calling it. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And Jeff Katz Show over there on X. Jeff, I do the same thing that you do, Tony says. I use a lot of my credit cards, but I haven't paid interest in a very, very long time. The only time I don't pay off each month is when I get an opportunity to do same as cash. I figure with the rate of inflation, if I pay it off over time at 0% interest, I'm actually making money. Wow. What a great take, huh? Yeah, we don't charge anything. I got to buy a mailbox. We've had the same mailbox for 4.5 years. And the problem with it has the other people's names on it, and it has a school that nobody in this house ever attended. So I finally have decided, yes, we are getting a new mailbox. You'd be amazed at how expensive they are, unless you've priced mailboxes recently. So I'm gonna do that tomorrow, finally. And I'll put it on a card, get the points and what have you, and then pay for it. 757 says, Jeff, anyone feeling better about this economy obviously is not purchasing medical supplies necessary for providing constant care for an incapacitated loved one. Healthcare costs are through the roof. Thank you, Biden and Harris. That's Mike out in 757. Hey, Jeff, on our vehicle, when the glove box was open, the radio code sticker was on the left-hand side of the box facing the driver. It was a Honda as well. We love you, Jeff, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Well, I love you, too, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. They're two of the finest people that you're ever going to find. Jeff, the code you need is probably on the radio itself, but you'll need to remove the radio to find it. 804 says, Jeff, that radio code is a security feature about theft way back in the day. Yep, radio's going to have to be pulled out. You'll call the dealership. They'll give you the code for that particular unit. Somebody else says it's in the owner's manual. And you know what I say? I'm just going to ask Stan. That's it. He will know the answers because he is the car whisperer and he knows everything about vehicles. He's going to be joining us at 4:35. Right now, why not hop online, WRVA.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. It will, as they always do, sell out. You don't want to miss it. And again, the only way to get your tickets is online, WRVA.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WR. 4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday! Yeah, yeah. No, it really is. Oh, my God. It really, really is. It is Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations. self high fives all the way around. I've got to share an email with you. I don't normally, I don't think I've given out the email address in forever, but it's jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Why? Because it always works. Because it's easy. Jeff sends a note to me. He says, Jeff, your groceries are much more than twice the price. Okay, see, I told you there were numbers involved, and if there are numbers involved, I'm going to get them wrong. I wasn't trying to do math. I was simply, you know, complaining about how expensive stuff is, but okay. Jeff, your groceries are actually much more than twice the price. If your purchase has doubled and the product is smaller, it can't be 50%. As an example, Johnsonville Bratwurst has doubled in price, yet it's no longer six to a pack. It is five to a pack. Ay, ay, ay. You know what's bothering me? It is the shutdown. What is it? Was it Boar's? Who's the company that had the meat plant here in Virginia that had the listeria thing? I mean, it's a terrible thing. I know you got to take care of it, but they're closing the whole plant down, and they're scrapping all of the liverwurst. I love liverwurst. Now, maybe I'm the only person left who loves liverwurst, and that's why they're scrapping it, but Boar's. Anyway, all right, let's talk about something happy. The radio's not working in the car, and I'm hearing it from Heidi. Who am I going to go to? Stan Andruski, of course, my brother from another mother, who ordinarily during the week you find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, and every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., he is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski right here on this radio station. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Afternoon, top show 5 years in a row. What an honor. You deserve it, bro. You deserve it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I am humbled. I am grateful. And it is pretty cool when you think about it.
Yes, and I'll tell you what's not cool.
What?
Is liverwurst.
Oh,
there's a reason why it's liverwurst. Liver is the worst.
No.
That makes perfect sense why they would call it that.
Oh.
Some guy was eating, he goes, what are we going to call this nastiness? And they're like, I think we'll call it liver. And he goes, no, it's worse than that. And they're like, liverwurst. That's the gross. And I would not eat boar's head the rest of my life. People died from eating lunch meat. I'm good.
Wow.
I did my research, made sure they didn't make it for anybody else. You know, a lot of these companies make the generic forms for other companies. And, Oscar Mayer might make it for Private Selection or something. So
right.
Good news is they don't. I am not going to eat. It is not that good that I'm going to eat. So I'll just take a break from all cold cuts for, 5 or 6 years.
Boy, I'll tell you, when you make a commitment, man, you stand up and you go in you are all in, as we would say in poker.
Bro, right on my Facebook page, it says, go big or go home. That's been my motto my whole life.
All right.
If you're going to come, you better come correct. You better be ready to go.
I love it. Well, I mean, it's part of course, a big Certified Auto Repair. Such a great thing. By the way, I will text this if you want me to on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. But I've got one of those car questions that needs a car answer.
Something tells me it's about your Honda or about a radio and a battery dying midsummer and something about a radio code. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you may be tuned into exactly what I'm saying.
Told me.
Yeah. I know you whispered with the car, and the car just told you what the problem was, but do they have places where they put those radio codes, or was I supposed to, write it down and put it up on the fridge with the kids' old artwork?
This is the best thing. Now, the question is, did you buy it new?
No.
What year is it?
Good question, Sam. What year is it?
It's been to the shop. I think it's a mid 2000.
Yeah, it's like a 2005 or 6 or something. Yeah.
Now, here's the good news.
Yes.
Now, the first thing you do is you pull out every owner's manual you have in your glove box and you look on the back pages and you look, kind of just run through it, bite your tongue and take your finger, just flip through it.
Okay.
And if the salespeople were very nice, they wrote it in there.
Uh huh.
Okay. So most Hondas that year will have it in the owner's manual or the radio manual or the accessories manual. Now, if they don't that year, you might have to go to the dealer with your registration and say, I'm Jeff Katz, this is my vehicle, and I need the code for my radio. If you're lucky, those years, Honda used to keep them. If you're not.
Yeah.
The hardest thing to... I have taken Honda engines out easier than Honda radios. The hardest thing to take out of a Honda is that they don't need to have any kind of anti-theft. Nobody can get it out. So it would be 7 hours to be in your driveway, and it would just give up. And then if you left a liverwurst sandwich in there, that's all you need. So let me stop. So generally, you can do that. Some cases, if you can send them a copy over the phone of the you know, your license and the registration, some of the dealers will actually give you the code over the phone. Now, if they don't have it, you do indeed have to pull the radio out. So some of the listeners were dead on.
Oh, no.
But it just but it depends on the year.
Wow. All right.
100% depends on the year.
So, okay, what I'm going to tell Heidi is that Stan said, sorry, the radio doesn't work, deal with it. I mean, I'm paraphrasing you, but, I mean, that's fundamentally what we're saying, isn't it?
Well, wait a minute. Now, here's the deal. Hootie the Blowfish just happens to be playing tomorrow night in Virginia Beach, and Stan Andruski most definitely will be there unless hell freezes over into Richmond. I am on my way.
Yeah.
So I will just tell you, what does she need a radio for? She doesn't even listen to Hootie. If you're not listening to Hootie and the Blowfish, why do you need a radio?
That's a good point.
I mean, if I were you, I would ask her that, but it didn't come from Stan. You're just wondering.
Oh, I'm just wondering. Oh, okay. I see how it's... all right. By the way, we should mention for the record, because there's going to be somebody going, Hootie, who cares about Hootie? Hootie and the Blowfish happen to be one of my favorite bands. I know they're one of your favorite bands. You love Darius Rucker.
Yes.
And Darius, I think, now I could be wrong, but as he's headed to Virginia Beach, he's probably dropping by Certified just to hang out with you for an hour or two, talk about, you know, car radios, but... My lovely bride is the one human being on God's green earth who literally, viscerally, physically hates Hootie and the Blowfish. And it is such an unbelievable character flaw.
You know what I think it is? It's like, I don't want to really use any, like, political slogan things. I think that's borderline. Like, if you don't like music like that, I don't think you should have a radio. I think there should be a law passed. If you don't like Hootie, you don't get a radio anymore. I mean, we already have all kinds of stuff like that. So, no, all joking aside, I will see you tomorrow, and I will see if I can't help you with that. But I don't know Darius at all. I've met Mark, the guitarist. I've never met Darius. I've met a lot of really cool people, and I would love to meet him. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know. I think they're at 30 million 30 to 35 million of their original cracked rear views sold. They've had 10 or 12 albums since then that have all gone gold or platinum. So they haven't stopped. Darius did separate, and this has nothing to do with cars. Listen, cars tomorrow, I'm going to change it. I'm just excited. This is like the Eagles getting back together for me, and they did it in 19 before COVID. We saw them. It was an unbelievable show, sold out at Jiffy Lube Arena with 30,000 people. It was incredible. So can't wait for tomorrow night. But cars are tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're going to be in here bright and early.
Yep.
It's not going to be a rerun.
Nope.
We will be here bright and early in the morning.
We will.
And helping you guys with the text and the calls. And you got to get in early like you did last week.
Yep.
Because we have not found a efficient way to respond back to you guys with the calls and the text that we get towards the end of the show. We just literally, I'm not sure the best way to do it. So make sure you listen. If your car's having problems, like, you know, the battery's old. Mm-hmm. I did have somebody. Rich McCann might not have asked me how to test his battery, and he said it's an 8-year-old battery. I said, here's what you do. You take it out, you go dispose of it, you dispose of it correctly, and you buy a new one.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Rich.
Yeah, it's just that simple. Oh, I got to give you a quick compliment while you're here. Now, I will repeat it tomorrow as well, but you know my youngest son, Joe, and, you know, Joe's gal pal, Emily, she had to get
Emily.
Had to get her car in to get it inspected, and she did it. She went to Certify, and she came back. It was almost like somebody gave her a gift. I said, well, how did it go? She said, oh, it was really great, and they knew I was coming, and they were so nice. I said, well, yeah, okay, you know, that's what they do. I said, did they tell you that anything's wrong? She said, well, I got this paper. Now, and she's explaining it to me, and I'll tell you what, I loved it. Because here she is, she's like a 20-year-old young lady. She changes her own oil. Does that not make you weep silently?
Yes.
She changes her own oil. And she came, she says, well,
that's awesome.
They prioritized. They said, I need a couple of filters, but don't tell them. I'm telling you anyway. Don't tell them I'm not going to bring it back because I know how to change those myself.
I said, that a girl.
There you go. There you go.
I love that story. No, I think you know, people get really afraid of cars these days and working on them, and for a good reason. I mean, some of them have gotten rocket ship technology, but there's a lot of things you still can do yourself, and I encourage it with youngsters and her, and no wonder why Joe likes her so much. That's awesome that she can do that, and that's what we're here for. And also, you know, I was not there either last night. I have no idea we're certified, finished. Super excited to learn. Just being in the top three was amazing. To be able to be top three Richmond Times Dispatch. We will find out Sunday morning. I just want to thank Central Virginia again for putting us up there. You know, Megan's come in and made a lot of changes. That priority system is something where she said, look, you need a woman's point of view in this business.
That's right.
And ever since she's been there, we've never looked back. And people do not get worried when they come over here. And when they go for a state inspection, they're not worried about these big bills because if they've been coming to us for any amount of time, they're already prepared for what they need to do.
Exactly.
So we love the priority. So, speaking of inspection, my inspection is expired on my truck, Jeff.
Well,
Carmichael County, I love you. State of Virginia Police, I'll help you fix your car. Free oil changes, don't give me a ticket.
You've got 15 minutes to get it over to Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue. They might be able to get you squeezed in there to get that inspection done. You better get it done if you're driving out to Virginia Beach, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Central Virginia. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Stan. That is Stan Andruski, during the week, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, the Lakeside section of Henrico. Now, Certified was in the top three best auto repair facilities in Central Virginia. But I wasn't able to go last night. Stan wasn't able to go last night. So, like everybody else, we'll just have to pick up the Sunday Times Dispatch and find out where Certified finished. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Our forecast from the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Dole Weather Center for this evening, the overnight cloudy skies, lows of 65. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, exactly the same. Highs of 83, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. Right now, 78 of Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio WRBA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, thank goodness we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. 540, Big Al says, Jeff, I love how anytime Donald Trump brought up points where the Biden-Harris administration did a bad job, Kamala kept saying, we need to move forward, but she and the ABC hacks had no problem bringing up things from the Trump 4 years, which were actually, in many cases, untrue. Yeah, you're right. 804, Jeff, Aldi's has very good liverwurst. Excellent. I love going to Aldi's. I really do. I now have, I think it's 12 shopping carts. You want to talk about a bargain. You go to Aldi's, you actually buy a shopping cart for a quarter. I love it. Let me see. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, I was tied up. Didn't hear all about your code for your radio, but if you have a console, sometimes they will print it under the console trim. Good luck. Thank you. Thank you very much. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jane in Short Pump says, Stan's vehicle inspection is out of date? Oh, my gosh. The cobbler's children have no shoes. I love Stan. And I love Certified more. Well, thank you, Jane. You didn't say a doggone thing about me. Yeah. Okay. Well, then, no, it's all right. I'm not the least bit insulted. I'm a little wounded, and that's going to show up as a bruise. But no, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. I mean, we just won the best afternoon radio show. It's the fifth year in a row. You want to hear a little snippet from our not ready for primetime vice president, who now all of a sudden is the greatest thing ever to run for president? This is Kamala Harris. You remember her. She's lecturing everyone, including Bibi Netanyahu in Israel, about Rafah. Cut number two.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
Are you ruling anything in? Are you ruling anything? Do you even own a ruler? Do you know what the rules are for playing the game? It doesn't matter, because Bibi Netanyahu, who at this point is the real leader of the free world, just completed a very, very successful military operation in Rafah, and Hamas in Rafah is no longer a military force. They have degraded, destroyed, dismantled Hamas inside Rafah. Why? Because Bibi Netanyahu is fighting for the survival of the Jewish people. That's why. Because were it not for Bibi Netanyahu and the heroes of the IDF, people like me would worry about being thrown into camps yet again. It's just that simple. I wish I could sugarcoat it. I wish it were nicer to hear. I wish you could say, oh my gosh, Jeff, you're going over the edge. It's not. I've seen this. I've studied this. I get this. If it were not for Bibi Netanyahu, Jews around the world would be awaiting the cattle cars again. They would. As it is right now, Jewish populations around the world are looking for ways to get out of certain places. France. There's been a vibrant Jewish presence in France since the beginning of France. Huge numbers of French Jews are leaving and moving to Israel. Used to be a lot of these folks would move to the United States. They're not. How about Great Britain? Or, as we should probably call it right now, not so Great Britain. Two-tier Keir, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom now, has set up a system where if you are pro-Hamas, basically you can do any damn thing you want. He's terrified of them. If you dare to stand up and be pro-Israel, you could very well be arrested and thrown in jail. It's terrible. Jews are being told, oh, don't go over there. Oh, take your kippah off. Take your yarmulke off. Oh, don't wear tzitzis where anybody can see them. That's the response. So what are those Jews doing in England? And again, there have been Jews in what is now the United Kingdom since the beginning of what is now the United Kingdom. They're leaving. And they're not coming to the United States. They're not coming to Canada. They're going to Israel. Take a look at Canada. We always forget about Canada. You know, I think about Canada. It's like our attics. There's some cool stuff up there. Every once in a while, you go up there. Country has been decimated. All right. My buddy John Reed's going to be here at 5:35. We're going to talk a little bit about the Virginia Council and what they've got coming up in terms of a guest speaker. Great time to get your tickets for Politics and Pints right now. WRVA.com. 4:57. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.